Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Exodus chapter 34, verses 29 through 35. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The Old Testament reading for this day is from Exodus chapter 34, verses 29 through 35. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai, with the two tables of the testimony in his hand, as he came down from the mountain, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone, because he had been talking with God. Aaron and all the people of Israel saw Moses, and behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the leaders of the congregation returned to him, and Moses talked with them. Afterward, all the people of Israel came near, and he commanded them all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And when Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil over his face. Whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would remove the veil until he came out. And when he came out and told the people of Israel what he was commanded, the people of Israel would see the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face was shining. And Moses would put the veil over his face again until he went in to speak with him. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A shining face. A glorious and beautiful countenance. And this struck fear in the people. Well, there's good reason for that. They had beheld, in ways that I think we cannot even imagine, what it is to stand in the might and the power, the awesomeness of God. These are the people whose cries in Egypt the Creator of heaven and earth had heard and was moved to care, to redeem, to rescue. With plagues and promises, with the Passover, as the angel of death slew those who were unrepentant, who rejected the mercy, the love, the grace of God. These people who then passed through a great sea on dry land and witnessed those who would drag them back from their God to be washed away. The very same ones who stood as the lightning crashed, the smoke descended, the trumpets blared, and the earth shook as God descended on that mountain. And as Moses went to speak with the Creator of the universe. After all this, they then sat there and said, "This fellow Moses, it's been a while. We don't know what happened to him. Aaron, why don't you make us some gods? We kind of liked having gods around us. Forget all that happened. You know, things were better there, right? We had gods. We could work with it." After all they had seen, after all you and I have seen and experienced and know in our lives, after all we have heard in the proclamation of the gospel, in the very love of God communicated to us, delivered to us personally, that old idolatry still stays. Moses came down. And I know the typical joke is, who is the only person to break all 10 commandments at once? Well, it was Moses. The tablets that had been written with the very hand of God. But the Lord didn't give up on us. Moses didn't wash his hands. Even as the Lord's anger burned against these people, he pleaded on their behalf. He prayed for his enemies, for those whose hearts were hardened and had turned against him and against the Lord. Wasn't the first time, it certainly wasn't going to be the last. So he ascends the mountain again. But before doing so, he has a request, a rather bold request. Moses said to the Lord, "Please show me your glory." And in typical preacher fashion, God gives a long answer. Not quite as long as a Sunday sermon, but longer than you might expect. Instead of saying, "No, not yet," "What are you asking?" He said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." That should have been enough. Indeed, it's more than we deserve. But the Lord said, "You cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live." And so he beheld God's glory in a veiled way, ascending the mountain then to speak with God, to craft again those beautiful words, the words of the law that strike us in our hearts, that convict us in our sin, that drive us to the one who has mercy. For there is no salvation in any other name than the name of Christ Jesus. Moses, in that presence, shined with God's reflected glory. And that glory terrified the people. We have now seen and beheld the face of God, and yet we live. More correctly, we are those who have been made alive. For man cannot behold the face of God and live, lest he first be drowned in the waters of holy baptism, clothed with Christ, very Son of God, to rise to a new life, to behold then the Savior of our fallen race, the brightness of the Father's face that now we see unveiled in his fullness. For we have seen the glory of God, his glory of the Word that became flesh, the glory of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the veil always remains. Man cannot, by his own strength, his own reason, his own will, his own goodness — for those of you listening, there's air quotes on that — it is only by the power of the gospel, it is only by the word of Christ, that the veil is taken away, that we may see God for who he is: holy and righteous, merciful, just. This theophany is, it should rightly recall for us then, the revelation of the transfiguration, the glimpse that Peter saw, James and John as well, of the fullness of God's glory. And Peter wished to stay, but it was not yet time, for our redemption lay at hand. How often do we come into the Lord's house, knowing the trials, the sins that we have endured, that we have committed, to come into this place and have that veil removed. That false belief that we're somehow not as bad as we really think we are. Like the shining face of Moses, that can be terrifying. And yet I have found, at least in my own life, the things that scare me the most are those that have been best for me. And none so much as confessing my sins. But then the sweet words of Christ. You are forgiven. You are my son, with whom I am well pleased. Departing then from the Mount Sinai of Christ's church, we too shine, the veil lifted, that the glory of God, the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation that is ours, shines then in the world. To call others whose veil yet stays, to hear the good news of Christ and Him crucified and the salvation we have in His name, in the very brightness of the Father's face. Amen.